It is Alzheimer's Month. Is there anything special you're focusing on this year for the month?
So really our key messages this month are about community. So making sure people are connected to community, and the community we're talking about is either your friends and family or the Alzheimer's Society for support. Connecting to the First Link program is your direct link to the resources that are available in the community and to the programs and services that we offer, really around caregiver support. So making sure that people are connected to peers that are also, walking through the same path that you're on or a similar path, so that you have that peer support, education for the journey and what that's like, and also, again, what resources are available in the community to help you. So maybe it's Meals on Wheels, or maybe it's a cleaning service or a snow removal service to keep you able to live at home, looking after your loved one as long as possible.
First link, I assume, is available on your website.
Yes, yeah, it is. And it's one of the main programs that we offer, the First Link Caregiver Support.
Now, I guess that whole sense of community is really important right now during the pandemic and during this latest lockdown.
Right. Yeah, families are so incredibly isolated. Really, dementia is isolating in and of itself on its own. There's a lot of stigma still associated with having a diagnosis of dementia, whether it's Alzheimer's disease or a different diagnosis, but it is very, very isolating, and that's what we're here for. We're here to provide a safe place for you to be able to talk and to vent and to share all your concerns and frustrations with people who understand, and to help you to navigate, those offers of help. A lot of people resist having somebody help them out. So, we've gotten a little better at that because of the pandemic, where if you're isolated at home, you do permit people to bring you drop off groceries and things like that. But that can't stop. It can't stop it. You can live well with dementia, but you do need the support of your community and your close friends, and just being willing to share that diagnosis. You're giving somebody else the gift of accepting help. And being willing, for me, if I help someone, it makes me feel good. So by you accepting that help from your friends and your family and your neighbors, you're helping them to feel good and to offer that community to you. Hopefully, we'll over the next 6 months, we'll be able to have things a little more open. Face to face is really important when we're working with older adults. Not everyone has access to technology or the know-how to navigate technology, especially with all the different platforms. It used to just be one platform. Now there are so many.
Like Google Meet.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing that we want people to know is that your life doesn't end when you have a diagnosis. We're here to help you navigate that and to figure out how to now live well with it at home as long as you can.
Okay, now people with dementia are often very routine oriented, and very little has been routine the past almost 2 years. Do you have any advice for caregivers in how to deal with that?
I think that's a really good point. Keeping things as structured as possible, breakfast around the same time. If you're the one assisting with a shower, don't shower at your convenience. Shower when that person normally would have taken a shower. So if they normally showered in the morning or took a bath in the morning, try to stick to what their schedule is, because they're more willing to be cooperative, and then your stress as a caregiver is reduced. So really thinking about who that person is and how did they live their life before the diagnosis will help you to be able to support them with the diagnosis, because you're in tune to their needs rather than yours. And by meeting their needs, your needs are going to be met, because your stress level is going to be much lower. Never hesitating again to ask for help or to reach out, and we're just a phone call away. If people aren't already connected to us, they can call us and we can get them connected. Also on our Facebook, we do have a, for the past year since October of 2020, we started a frequently asked question video series on our Facebook page, keeping the video short, 2 to 3 minutes long. And there's lots of information on there for caregivers as well to be able to access, like a video, a how-to video for different things if they can't get a hold of somebody right away. Checking out our website as well, there's lots of tools available on the website for them on how they can live well. We have a finding your way .ca website, and that really helps caregivers to keep their loved one at home safely as long as possible. So Some people, when they have a diagnosis of dementia, they wander. And, you know, they may just go out the door. And so finding your way is a safety plan to keep your loved one safe in the event that that happens. Because if that happens, you're going to be really stressed. But if you've already thought about it and pre-planned what sorts of things you need to do to keep them safe. And, you know, one of the most important things is knowing what door they went out. I mean, if they went out the front door, they usually go straight until they come to an obstacle. And then they either go over the obstacle or turn into a certain direction. So those are just some really simple tips that we can give, but we have all kinds of ideas like that on helping to problem solve some of these things that do occur on a regular basis. But yes, routine is important. Structure is important. Making sure that you have time for yourself as a caregiver is important. If somebody offers to come over and you know, spend an hour with your loved one playing cards, if that's what they like, take advantage of that opportunity to look after yourself as a caregiver, because we need you to be healthy and well to be able to support your loved one.
This is all positive stuff that can be carried over beyond the pandemic. Please, it will be over someday.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. You know, and really, like, our message hasn't changed in that. You know, you can live well with dementia, you can live well at home with dementia, you can look after your loved one and yourself at home as long as possible. You know, we're here for that support. We offer that help for today, really, which gives you that hope for tomorrow. But moving forward in this time when, you know, you can't just pop out for coffee, you can't have, you know, if your husband has a diagnosis, his buddies can't come over, pick him up and take him to Tim Hortons, right? So you have to try to do things a little bit differently. If you have access to technology, you can, you know, set up a coffee time, FaceTime with them. You can do those kinds of things. We do some virtual programming that we have, social recreational programming virtually. So if you have the ability to connect, we can, you know, be connected to that. We have a lending library as well. So we do have activity kits that we can drop off to families for them to have something to do that provides purpose and meaning. We do have an iPad lending library for clients to be able to, if they do have access to technology, but they don't have, or they have access to internet, but no device, we can lend them an iPad and teach them how to use that and connect to their family on Facebook or on Skype or on Zoom. You know, set up an email with them. We can do those things because we really are trying to keep people connected to community. Sometimes we actually connect with our clients, with their doctor using that technology. And so all of those things we do have available for the clients that we serve. And if somebody isn't a client and it really, you know, hears the story that you're going to share, they can get a hold of us and do a referral in, and then we can start getting them connected.
Very good. Do you have anything you want to add?
The other thing is that this month, being January Awareness Month, we actually have a fundraising peer-to-peer campaign right now called the Quest for Kindness. And that's questforkindness.ca. And people can log on and register for that. It is a fundraising event, but it's also to promote kindness and doing a random act of kindness each and every day. So whether that's for somebody that you live with, or whether it's, you know, somebody else wanting to join and do something for a neighbor, being mindful of, oh, you know, we've gotten all this snow and I see the neighbor across the road hasn't been able to clean their driveway. You just take it upon yourself and do that random act of kindness for them. You know, we want to spread kindness now more than ever. And families really do appreciate those small little gestures.